A Jewish Journal article. Israeli singer Mickey Gavrielov joins rocker David Lowie to capture the world's craziness. It's safe to say that the world has been crazier than usual over the last year and a half. The shared pandemic-induced struggles throughout the world will continue to be a morbid bond among the survivors. As the pandemic recovery turns a corner, expect the arts to reflect on this troubling time for years to come. That is precisely what famed Israeli folk rock singer Mickey Gavrielov has done. After recording over 20 solo albums in multiple languages since the 1960s, he has recorded his first song in English, A World's Gone Crazy. It's a 70s-style pensive ballad, reflecting on the discouraging, raw, rough society in which we live. Gavrielov is well known throughout Israel for being the founding bassist of the psychedelic rock band The Churchills in the mid-1960s. He is also known for his collaborations with the late Eric Einstein, with whom he began performing in the early 1970s. Gavrielov has written, performed, toured and recorded in the music scene for decades. He's lost count of exactly how many songs he's worked on but estimates that it has been hundreds. While he usually writes his own lyrics and music, this time around the lyrics were brought to Gavrielov by his own daughter, Shira, an American Idol contestant from 2013. Shira's lyrics capture the feeling of bleakness that consumes so many of us, especially over the last year and a half. Perhaps the world has always been crazy, but society has added 4K cameras in every pocket to document the craziness, which leads to the song touching on the tender human faces behind all of the madness. The streets are bleak and cold. All faces look so sad within this precious world. I want to hear your laughter. I want to see your smile. Keep on feeling my love. A music video accompanies the song, serving as a montage complementing the song with imagery of the best and worst of this crazy world. Pollution, riots, a dog scavenging a dumpster, floods and fighting. All of these dark images are contrasted with scenes of recycling, hugs, doctors caring for patients, troops returning home safely, and ending with a silhouette of a person who is rejoicing on top of a mountain during sunset. The guitar chords for A World's Gone Crazy came to Mickey from an unlikely source, David Lowie, a hard-rocking Australian guitarist from the band The Dead Daisies. Lowie closes out the song with a guitar solo that weeps the song to an uplifting end. Together, Gavrielov and Lowie could hardly have more different upbringings in music. Gavrielov grew up in Tel Aviv, as the son of parents who made Aliyah. From Turkey, his father worked hard to support young Mickey and his six siblings, and life wasn't exactly easy. Sometimes they had to buy groceries on layaway. As the only sibling to take a deep interest in music, Gavrielov remembers the moment he knew he wanted to be a guitarist. And it involved an Elvis impersonator. We had this gibberish Elvis in our neighborhood who used to play the guitar. An Israeli singing Elvis in gibberish. Gavrielov recalls, still speaking as if he is still amazed by what he saw. I saw him playing a red plastic guitar and my eyes went out when I saw him. By the time Gavrielov had his bar mitzvah, his father had bought him his first guitar. His earliest gigs were backing a friend's band doing covers of English singer-guitarist Cliff Richards. Looking back, he also cites the Beatles and Rolling Stones as some of his early influences. But an even greater influence on Gavrielov was his immersion in four different cultures. Between home and his Tel Aviv community, he grew up hearing Turkish, Hebrew, Spanish, and Arabic. The blending of the cultures in his neighborhood with those of his family led to him developing a multicultural, multilingual sound. I learned music from all four cultures. I made albums translating from Turkey to Hebrew. In Israel, you can see and listen to many cultures from all over the world, and understand all the cultures' music. When I became older, and I started to write music, it helped me very much. Lowie's music genesis is vastly different from that of Gavrielov. He grew up in Australia, started playing the piano around age 5, played as a bassist in a garage band in his teens, and then stopped playing music altogether. For the next 25 years, Lowie was primarily a businessman. He went into the investment side of the family business, Westfield Corporation. Lowie even recalls a time in the 1980s when his father had a guest he met while playing tennis at a resort over for Shabbat dinner. It was George Harrison. Lowie and his mother Shirley, who passed away in Israel last December, were awestruck. His father Frank, who didn't realize that Harrison was a famous musician, had to be told what his tennis buddy did for a living. During that musical hiatus, Lowie also found his way into aviation and became a pilot. He still trains and flies to this day. I like to say that I've done my life in reverse, Lowie says. About 20 years ago, after nearly a quarter century hiatus, Lowey returned to playing the guitar as part of a Battle of the Bands corporate fundraiser, where each band was paired with an established rock star. That put Lowey in the orbit of some of rock music's top brass. In 2012, he started his own band called the Dead Daisies, a hard rock supergroup featuring a rotating cast of bandmates, many of whom have played in some of the most multi-platinum bands of rock music. Currently, the Dead Daisies lead singer is Glenn Hughes from Deep Purple, the guitarist is Doug Aldrich who was in Whitesnake for many years, and the drummer is Tommy Clufetos from Black Sabbath. And unlike Gavrielov, Lowey doesn't prefer to write lyrics. And while Gavrielov typically plays solo shows, Lowey is more of a band guy and prefers to write in odd time signatures, seldom seen in popular rock. The two met by chance at a dinner in the New York area a few years ago, and reconnected in Israel during the early days of the pandemic. Lowey had a chord progression that he had written for the guitar and offered it to Gavrielov. That chord progression would be the first part of A World's Gone Crazy. In time, Gavrielov recorded the song in his studio, with a session band and his daughter's lyrics. Lowey's guitar solo was the last part to be added. The two musicians have their similarities, too. Both Lowey and Gavrielov prefer to do small, intimate concerts with no more than 100 people, the kind of shows that have been forbidden due to the pandemic. The good news is that they each have had their fair share of stage time in front of tens of thousands of fans. And of course, they both are committed to instilling the love of music in their offspring. In fact, Lowey has proudly gifted instruments to his grandchildren. Hope for the next generation is how A World's Gone Crazy closes. We've got to win this fight. We'll keep on, till we'll see the light. We'll say our prayer and then we'll cry. We'll grow white wings and fly up to the sky. Together, their new song is a joining of two distinct styles from opposite ends of the world, coming together in Israel to offer the world a message of empathy for the bad times and optimism for the better, even if that world is still a bit crazy. Brian Fischbach is a music journalist in Los Angeles.